I'm Sean.
And I'm Alex.
And that's Grayson.
And this is Autism Building the Puzzle.
One piece at a time.
Hi, and welcome to Autism Building the Puzzle, one piece at a time. I'm Sean, your host, and I am back with another one. I'm running solo today. Alex is taking care of a few things, so decided I would record an episode for the fathers. And I'm not going to talk too much about autism on this episode today. I'm going to talk, you know, about life in general and, you know, managing our lives. Some of the things that have really impacted me and improved my life. You know, life's crazy enough, as it is, let alone adding, you know, the world of autism into it. And, you know, we're going a mile a minute, a million things to do, and, you know, just trying to keep up with things. So, you know, we have felt, the strain in all different aspects of our lives, just like I'm sure you guys have. And, you know, I just wanted to impart some of the things that I've learned, some of the resources I've used to improve things in my life, you know, to see if, you know, I can't help you guys do the same thing. So I'm going to just be going over a number of resources. You know, first, I wanted to just touch on a couple books that I recommend everybody reads. Two, when it comes to autism. One would be Jenny McCarthy's book. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing book. I mean, you just go on Amazon, type in Jenny McCarthy autism, and her book will come up. It talks about everything about autism. It talks about diet. It talks about nutritional deficiencies. It talks about supplementation, stomach issues, neurological issues, yeast issues, allergies to foods. I mean, there's a whole chapter on poop that I thought was pretty amazing. I didn't realize it was so important. So we have that book, highly recommended for mothers and fathers, really. But I know fathers are trying to plug in whatever time period they can, and, you know, just get involved on, you know, a certain level. This will definitely have an impact on, you know, your child, your life, your marriage, bringing some ideas and thoughts and knowledge to the table to support your child and wife. So that's a phenomenal book. We did a book review on that. You'll have to check out that episode. It's our diet episode. I'm not exactly sure the number, but I'll leave that in the show notes. Also, the other book review we have done, The Verbal Behavior Approach, absolutely phenomenal book, must read. It's a quick read, it's short. I don't have it in front of me, but it can't be more than 150 pages. And it, you know, basically it does a great job explaining ABA, what ABA is, and kind of the verbal behavior approach or style of ABA, slightly different than your traditional DTT, discrete trial training model, but it works. We've been using it with Grayson in many ways, and you know, that's really those two books have changed our lives a lot, in many different ways. So moving on, one of my favorite books that I have read, and this was going back years, I read it multiple times, actually. I had to read it in management class in college. I went to business school in Seton Hall. I read this book there in college, and then one of my former employers also had me read it because it kind of, their company philosophy is based on it. And that is Stephen Covey, 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. Absolutely phenomenal book. And that's definitely a huge recommended read for me. Another book was Miracle Morning. I read that multiple times. That's a phenomenal book. I've actually heard a lot of podcasts with the author of that book. And he's written Miracle Morning for real estate professionals and Miracle Morning for moms and Miracle Morning, you know, tons of different versions of the book for different types of people. But, you know, the main original book was definitely a life changer. Getting a little morning routine that's really had a huge impact on my life. That's been amazing. I would say my number one, though, book, and this is something I'm going to elaborate on a lot more, is Your Best Year Ever by Michael Hyatt. Huge book, phenomenal. It basically talks about 10 different aspects of your life. You take an assessment on the different aspects and areas, or as he calls them, domains of your life. You get yourself a score, and then you can set specific goals and track those goals, you know, using the whole SMART philosophy. I don't know if you guys have heard of the SMART philosophy. I mean, I'm pretty sure most of you have. It's out there everywhere. Organizations talk about it all the time. Let's just go through some of those domains. So you have your spiritual or your connection with God, intellectual, your engagement with significant ideas. Just to go back this to spiritual, you don't have to believe in God to have a spiritual connection. Just believing in something that's higher and more powerful than you in and of yourself. So I don't want to get too much into the whole religion debate and stuff like that. But so, like I said, number two, intellectual, your engagement with significant ideas. Three, emotional, your psychological health. Four, physical, your bodily health. Five, marital, your spouse and or significant other. Six, your parental, that's your children and your late relationship with them, if you have any. If you don't, if you have pets, I mean, you can kind of throw them in there, I guess. Social, your friends and associates. Vocational, your profession. Avocational, your hobbies and pastimes. And 10, financial, your personal or family finances. So, you know, you can see he breaks it down into 10 domains, 10 different areas or aspects of your life. You can take an assessment. I would say probably most people that take that assessment have some sort of deficiency or area of improvement they could work on in a couple of the areas. I know I had some. I wasn't happy with many of them, but it kind of gave me a framework and structure to be able to work on certain things and have certain goals so that I knew that I could have an impact in that area of my life. You know, the concept is the more well-rounded our lives are, the happier we're going to be and the more fulfilled we're going to feel. You know, and I think something that I can say from my experience is a lot of times when I started to focus on certain aspects of my life, you know, I lost sight of some of the other areas of my life and pulled back on them, which is pretty natural. But, you know, the concepts in this book have really allowed me to kind of build a more well-balanced life. And it's definitely made me feel more fulfilled and happier. You know, and I think that's huge. I think, you know, nowadays all men in general, all people really, not just men, but, you know, need that time to work on those things and create balance in their lives so they can feel happy and fulfilled. You know, dedicating time to your wife and, you know, building on your relationship, regardless of how busy you are, dedicating that time, planning it out, putting it on the calendar is so darn important. You know, and the stronger your relationship with your wife is, guys, the better it is for your child too. You know, and not making it all about therapy either with your child and building that relationship with them. You know, I know I've spoken many times about just trying to plug in as much as you can in small little ways into the therapy process, but you know, you need to have a relationship with your child outside of that. You know, I think that's extremely important, especially long term. So, some other things I want to put out there. I recommend all you men listen to a podcast YouTube channel called Order of Man. It's something I've been listening to. It's awesome. It's really good. The host's whole goal is to kind of really help men, you know, reconnect with their masculinity. And you know, we have in society today, we've been beaten down so much and kind of like almost taught that, you know, being masculine and having our masculinity is like a defect, like there's something wrong with it. And you know, obviously if you take your masculinity and handle it and put it out into the world in a certain way, it could be a negative thing, but that doesn't mean you know, everything about masculinity is bad. You know, I think we've really lost sight of that. So he really does a great job of helping men connect to that, to their masculinity in a positive way, you know, and become like the rock of their family, the rock of their relationship with their spouse. He's a really awesome dude. He actually got separated from his wife for a while, I know, from listening to his show. And kind of like his whole journey of kind of figuring out who he was and how to step up to the plate and be a real man, kind of brought him full circle and back to his wife. It's an awesome story. You guys will have to check it out. But one of his episodes, he talks about his reading list, and he is huge into reading. So I have all the books that he recommends written down. I have read a couple of them. I haven't read all of them yet. I haven't got to all of them yet, but definitely working on that. So I'm just going to run through them real quick. As a Man Thinketh, amazing book. I've read that. That is absolutely phenomenal. Highly recommend that one. The Art of War, I have read that one, and that one's amazing. I can't remember how to pronounce the guy, the Chinese guy that wrote that book, but phenomenal. Now that book's not to be confused with The War of Art, which I have not read yet. Next on the list, I have Endurance, and then Marcus Aurelius Meditations. That is the one I actually want to read next. I'm into some of that older writings and stuff, so I'm actually really excited to read that book. I have not read this next one yet, but I know some people who have, and they've said it's awesome. Manhood in the Making. Next, I have Wild at Heart. Sovereignty, which, you know, sovereignty is probably a really popular topic overall right now in the world, with everything that's going on. And then we have Man's Search for Meaning. So check out some of those books. That's an awesome channel to get connected with. That's mostly what I wanted to do on the show today, is kind of just talk about some of those resources that I have, some of the things that I've been doing. You know, personally, I try to make sure I spend a few hours a week doing something on my own to kind of decompress and just get away from, you know, all the stresses of life between work, marriage, Grayson and everything like that. So, you know, I'm a big fisherman, so I'll try to go fishing every other week for a few hours just to get away. You know, that makes me a better person. when I'm doing all the other things. It makes me a better father, it makes me a better husband, makes me a better employee at work. So that's important. And the same thing with, you know, as I said a million times, scheduling that time with your spouse every week, every other week, what have you. I know things are tough right now, so maybe you do, you know, a date night every other week, and you do maybe a date night in once on the opposite weeks, weeks in between. It's not, you know, too hard. You don't have to do anything too crazy. Just to kind of build that connection. And, you know, and the other thing I wanted to point out is, yeah, it's great to do all these things and have all these plans, but I think it doesn't matter if you're not present in that moment. If you're not connected to that moment, because if you're not, you're just going through the motions. So you're not going to get like that real, reward or value out of that experience. So, that's something I really been focusing on, is trying to bring myself to be more present in a full way. Not just physically, but present, but mentally, emotionally present, as well. And I think, you know, that's really made a big difference in just how I approach life, and the joy I have throughout the day. Like, I don't mind really doing much of anything anymore, even if it's a task I used to really hate in the past. You know, that's really changed my view on it. I'm trying to enjoy and live in the moment of everything I do, regardless of it, of whether it's something I want to do and I'm excited about, or whether it's something in the past I would have hated to do and tried to avoid. But, so that's the show for today. I hope you guys got something out of it. Check out some of those books. Big fan of reading. I'm always trying to grow as a person. Hopefully I'll get through some of those books. If you guys have any other recommendations, put them in the show notes. Would love to hear from you guys. Always looking for new books to add to the library and to the reading list. With that, we've got some great stuff going on. Check out buildingthepuzzle.com. Alex has set up some new stuff on there, some new connections to some new recommended products and things like that. Check out our IG as well. I guess that's it for today, and we'll see you next time. With that,
for Autism Building the Puzzle, one piece at a time, I'm Sean.
And I'm Alex.
Signing off.
Take care, everybody. Here at Building the Puzzle, we understand how difficult and challenging it can be for parents with autistic children that have communication delays. Well, if you're in New Jersey, you're in luck. The Speech Paradigm has you covered. They're helping children overcome speech challenges all across New Jersey. They offer both telehealth services as well as in-home therapy. Please reach out to them. You can take a look on their website at www.thespeechparadigm.com. You can reach out by phone at 732-203-5268. You can also find them both on Facebook and Instagram as well, at The Speech Paradigm. We are also sponsored by Grayson & Company, making homemade toys. They have everything from wooden homemade toys to sensory bins, sensory boards, all different kinds of toys for your children. They can be reached at grayson-company.myshopify.com, as well as on Facebook and Instagram, as well as Etsy. On Etsy, they can be found at Grayson & Company Toys.